Well, look what we have here. I'm the guy that wears many hats, and these are my strange adventures for the week. Announcements. I was wrong. Is it? I don't know. Is it something about the 21st is usually when I'm wrong. This week I was wrong the 24th. No, in the past, this is a factual correction. In the past, I've said that I'm 1/16th Cherokee because that's what I was led to believe as a child. So I guess I identify with Elizabeth Warren. Did I say that? Oh my goodness. I can't believe I said that. Look, I'm not going to make any false claims unlike her though. Now I don't know. So I need to go do some fact checking. So I don't know when I'll get a chance to consult with the people to consult on whether I'm Cherokee, but so it's gone from I'm 1/16th Cherokee to I don't know, but I don't know. I just I've you know, maybe I was the ugly duckling, and I'm the swan that learned to love the ducks. So I don't know. I love the Cherokees though, just because I thought I was. So they got a special place in my heart. I might descend from them somewhere. Anyhow, whatever. That's boring. Me being wrong anyway. Well, no, to some people it's very exciting. Oh, Jesse was wrong. Let's talk about that. Let's see. I don't want to bore you. Working on ourselves, we learn by trying. I think I'm going to talk about that. You know, here's, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about in the Taiwan, about the Taiwan special this week. Working on ourselves, we learn by trying. It's been a theme that's been coming to me and a lot of people that I know. It's been in the teaching things and scenarios and stuff that I listen to. We really need to focus on ourselves in terms of where to change the world. You know, I want to make a difference and change the world, and I'm going to start with myself. It was Back to the Future. I'm going to clean up this town. Good. You can start by sweeping the floor, you know. And how do we become better? How do we become better ourselves? We do it by trying our best. We like when there's a problem, it's not the problem that needs to be fixed. It's we who need to be improved so that we can fix the problem quickly. It's like, oh, there's a problem. So what's the approach? Okay, problem. How can I become awesome so that I can just whoosh, clean up that problem? I've got to become awesome. There's a problem, therefore I have to become awesome to face it. Not there's a problem, therefore it's got to get cleaned up. There's a problem, therefore I've got to be awesome. See, I've got to become awesome. I've got to learn something. So that's just been a, and we try and we try to become awesome as the way of making the problem go away. It's a thought. I don't know if I'll elaborate on it more than I have already. Korea and Japan, I'm going to talk about that. You know, you think about it. I mean, does the National Interest listen to the podcast and the Taiwan special from Jesse Steele? I said it a few weeks ago that this fight between Japan and Korea was about Korea's President Moon. And he's from these guys that are supposedly moderate, but they're really just filled with anger and venom for vendettas. Well, vendetta is an Italian word. So I want to. No, George, it's not racist for me to say what language a word originates from. It racism would be to not care about the Italian people or their language as if vendetta was some universal idea that doesn't deserve the good credit of having an origin. So I can't really say that the Koreans are on a vendetta. I need to use the Korean word for that. If anything, it's an insult to my own language because we don't really have an English equivalent for the word vendetta, so we have to borrow it from someone else's language. There you go, world powers. The Americans have to borrow from the Italians. Okay, Gypsy, I'm going to talk about that, but yeah, I talked about that several weeks ago. It's their new President Moon, who's supposedly a moderate, which really just he's an angry peace lover. You know these people that love peace but can't make it? And if you don't deliver peace to them, they just get mad and start being mean. That's what Moon is. Those are the moderates. They talk about getting along, But really, it's about being mad and angry that other people won't get along and they don't know how to bring peace. They don't know how to do it. And they're starting this big, massive fight. What South Korea is doing is their courts are looking at seizing Japanese assets in their country and liquidating them, auctioning them off. Because there's so much money that the Japanese owe the Koreans for all the slave labor that they economically benefited from. Not to mention, you know, comfort women. Okay. But I talked about it before, weeks before, and then now National Interest has an article about it. Ebola. Oh dear. Well, everyone's suspicious of the government, and so they don't want to listen and stay quarantined. And we're looking at an outbreak. And really what it comes down to is an unruly people. This is a teachable moment. The lesson here is not that people in, you know, different parts of Africa are unruly. That's not the lesson. The lesson is that rules can save our lives. All those moral rules, those Puritan marriage ethic things, all of that keeps you from getting STDs, man. And you know, it's like, we don't want rules. You just want to impose your rules. No, I don't want you to get STDs. This is the thing. It's like, you know, liberals don't want freedom to work and pursue. They don't want freedom to discuss an idea so we can ascertain the truth, you know, to arrive and, you know, reach up and grab the truth. They don't want that. Liberals, I mean, like massive liberals, not public funding liberals, but the liberal mob wants liberation from the consequences of bad choices. It's as if they really believe that getting STDs from not having a marriage ethic, it's as if they really believe that getting STDs was something that some monster snuck around and invented just to control people. It's like the one that gets crazy and mad and suspicious of everybody, and none of his suspicions get proven. So he gets more suspicious and starts blaming more people and self-destructs and just starts blaming anyone and everyone. It's a leader who starts cutting off so many heads that he has no friends left and his own people overthrow him. And it's like that's happening. They're unseating themselves. The liberal mob is. So I don't know. It's just in Africa, you've got a people that don't understand the idea of an ordered society. And there are a lot of reasons for that. I mean, you know, maybe there are dark, evil companies who went and did evil disease experiments in many places in Africa. The corporate crime is a horrible thing. So now the people don't trust it when the people in the biohazard suits show up. You know, maybe they would do evil experiments out before, and now all of a sudden, the people don't trust it when it's good. You know, so I'm not trying to blame anybody, but it's a lack of understanding of order. It's a lack of appreciation for order, which is causing the disease to spread. And it's like we can look at the Africans and say, study. I'm sorry, I don't want to lump Africa into being one country. I don't know which country it's in this specific time, but I know that it's looking at going over the border. That's what they're worried about now, is that it's going to spill over the border. And the people won't listen. And it's easy for us in the West, whether we're the liberal mob or the conservative mob or one of the other normal level-headed people on either side of the fence. I put myself in the conservative mob. But it's like it's easy for any of us to say they just don't understand order. And someone should have taught them, but they should understand order. It's easy to say that. But then when it comes to order and rules in our own society, can the liberal mob believe that morals aren't bad? And can the conservative mob communicate that without just expecting it? Can we patiently educate people about this stuff, man? Come on. Last little thing here. I've been learning PHP and MySQL at light speed, and it's because I know Linux. And I've got amazing products coming out, and I don't want to bore you with it until they are out. But I tell you what, this is really interesting. We got an interesting week coming up. See you in the days ahead.